This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Air raid sirens sounded in South Korea after the North fired at least 23 missiles in its direction Wednesday. South Korea quickly responded by launching its own missiles. The launches came hours after North Korea threatened to use nuclear weapons to get the U.S. and South Korea to, quote, pay the most horrible price in history, end quote. The United States does not see any signs that Russia is making preparations to use nuclear weapons, White House spokesperson John Kirby said Wednesday, adding that he had no specific comment on a New York Times report about such Russian discussions. Russia on Wednesday urged North and South Koreas to remain calm after both fired missiles. The Kremlin spokesperson told reporters all parties should avoid steps that could worsen any already tense situation. U.S. President Joe Biden rips into Republicans on a campaign swing through Florida. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Democracy is on the ballot this year.
President Biden campaigning for Florida Democrats Charlie Crist running for governor and Senate candidate Val Demings telling a crowd at Florida Memorial University, an historically black university, that GOP candidates across the nation seem determined to restrict elections in the future.
They're coming after your right to vote and who get to count the vote. No, for real. You got 350 so election deniers on the ballot on the Republican ticket.
Biden will campaign in New Mexico Thursday, California on Friday, and Pennsylvania on Saturday in the run-up to Election Day Tuesday. I'm Tim McGuire.
Senior Ukrainian officials expressed gratitude to Turkey and the United Nations Wednesday for their roles in Russia's decision to resume its participation in a deal to free up grain exports from Ukraine. This is VOA News. Uganda aims to start commercially pumping its oil reserves in April 2025, with China being considered as a potential source of funds to develop an export pipeline, Uganda's energy minister said Tuesday. Although Ugandan officials have previously mentioned 2025 as the year for the commencement of production, it is the first time they are being specific on the month. Saudi Arabia has shared intelligence with American officials that suggests Iran could be preparing for an imminent attack on the kingdom. That's according to three U.S. officials who spoke Tuesday on the condition of anonymity. The heightened concerns about a potential attack on Saudi Arabia come as the Biden administration is criticizing Tehran for its ongoing crackdown on protests and condemning it for sending hundreds of drones to Russia for use in its war in Ukraine. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears to be heading toward victory in national elections, with 80% of the ballots counted. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
It looks like voters have given Netanyahu and his far-right allies a stable majority in the country's parliament. Votes are still being counted and the results not final. But it's looking like Israel will get the most right-wing government for years, bolstered by a strong showing from the ultra-nationalist religious Zionism party, whose members use inflammatory anti-Arab and anti-LGBTQ rhetoric. The initial results pointed to a continued right-wing shift in the Israeli electorate, further dimming hopes for peace with the Palestinians and setting the stage for possible conflict with the Biden administration. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The attorney for the man accused of attacking the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says he looks forward to providing his client with a vigorous legal defense. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Public defender Adam Lipson says he'll be doing a comprehensive investigation into what happened and will be looking into his client's mental state. And he says his client's shoulder was dislocated during the arrest. 42-year-old David DePapp appeared in San Francisco Superior Court yesterday for arraignment. A court filing says that without being questioned, DePapp told officers and medics at the scene that he didn't really want to hurt Pelosi, but, quote, "You know, this was a suicide mission. I'm not going to stand here and do nothing, even if it costs me my life," end quote. DePapp also allegedly said that he had other targets, including a local professor and several prominent state and federal politicians and members of their families. I'm Donna Warder.
Britain's new prime minister, Rishi Sunak, reversed an earlier decision and says he now will attend COP27 in Egypt next week. Sunak was expected to skip the annual climate summit. He wrote on Twitter that he was attending to deliver on Glasgow's legacy of